Let's head to the United States. Danielle Kurtzleben is political correspondent assigned to NPR's Washington desk. Hi, Danielle.
Hey there.
Obviously, everyone has their eyes on what is happening in the Middle East at the moment. And I was also just reading possibly that Congress might get moving on considering further aid or support for Israel in this situation at the moment. But there's another big story happening domestically, and that is the criminal trial of the former President Donald Trump. Remind us which this one is about, please.
Yes, so this is, of the four trials, this is the one about whether Trump, or not whether, about paying hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. The idea was that Stormy Daniels was about to come forward in the run-up to the election, alleging that she had had an affair with Donald Trump many years ago, and Trump, fearing that this would hurt his re-election chances, is alleged to have paid her hush money, $130,000 worth, through his then-lawyer, Michael Cohen. The idea is that Michael Cohen paid the money and then Trump reimbursed Michael Cohen. So this is a trial about whether Trump mischaracterized that as a quote-unquote legal expense. So today was the first day of the trial. Pretty uneventful thus far. Right now is jury selection. No one was selected today yet. But there are big ramifications for his campaign. Of course, this is, first of all, whether he's convicted. How does that affect voters? But also, this is going to keep him off the trail for a while. He is required to be in the courtroom 4 days a week for 6 weeks, give or take. So this could really take him out of things.
What are some of the key things people will be looking for, and what sort of parameters has the judge put around things already?
Right. So as far as parameters, the big one is a gag order about Trump criticizing people involved in the trial. Trump had on social media criticized the judge's family members, and the judge has said, no, you really have to stop that. So a big thing is watching Trump's, he's not on Twitter right now, he's on Truth Social, his social media platform. So it's closely watching, all right, what is he saying? Is he going to violate that gag order, and in what ways? So that's a big one. But aside from that, one of the big things raised in conservative media, and it's understandable, is getting unbiased jurors. Who in America does not know and have an opinion on Donald Trump? That is going to be very difficult. And why this is a big deal in conservative media, by the way, is that New York is quite a blue state. This is taking place in Manhattan as well, which is a very blue area. So a lot of those people are alleging that, well, this is going to be unfair. Now, regardless of what the lean is, a big question is, who is going to be on this jury? Who are both sides going to be looking for? And how are those jurors going to respond to whatever questions are asked of them?
All right. Now, the former president has also made an announcement with respect to abortion. But then what happened afterwards in terms of getting clear on his position?
Last week was a mess in terms of Donald Trump's abortion positions, I think it's fair to say, because throughout this campaign, like you said, he made an abortion announcement. And throughout this campaign, we have been wondering where exactly he stands on abortion, which is pretty stunning that we didn't know, given that he got through the whole Republican primary without making it clear. So he put out a video on Truth Social again, saying that he believes that abortion policy should be left to the states. So that happened. But then the state of Arizona Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, said that in 1860s era, near total ban on abortion could go into effect. Then reporters asked Trump, okay, well, do you support that? And he said no. But that leaves him with a contradiction on his hands, because he said he doesn't like that. He hopes that law is changed, but he's already said that this should all be left to the states. And it leaves him with yet more and more questions on his hands. Now, the one other thing he didn't address in that video was, does he support a federal ban of any sort on abortion? He did not mention that in the video, but later in the week, as reporters were yelling questions at him, someone asked him, and he said he doesn't support a federal ban. Now, that upset plenty of people in his corner, specifically groups that oppose abortion rights. Those groups have said things like they're disappointed, that they think that Trump is not on their side enough. But all of that said, are those people still going to back Trump over Biden in the election? I would bet. I think that's a pretty safe bet. But it just leaves so many questions up in the air on his abortion stance.
Now, speaking of which, what is this very ancient law that Republicans are drawing attention to with respect to abortion nationwide?
Yes, so this is a law called the Comstock Act. It is still on the books. The short version is this: this is a law from, again, the late 19th century. This is a federal law, not a state law. And this law was written as an anti-obscenity law. It was written by an anti-vice crusader named Anthony Comstock, hence the name. And it was written to prevent the mailing of things deemed, quote unquote, obscene, lewd, lascivious. There's a whole list of adjectives that are listed in the law. But the law specifies that you also can't mail things that are used in abortion or even instructions on abortion. Now, over the years, courts have deemed that this law, the courts have narrowed the interpretation of this law to essentially render it moot. And then when Roe v. Wade happened, allowing abortion to be legal nationwide, the law was entirely moot. But now that Roe v. Wade is gone, conservatives, specifically top conservative intellectuals here in Washington, D.C., have put together a plan saying, hey, we would like a conservative president to enforce this law again, because, again, still on the books. So this is, again, another big abortion policy question. I myself have asked the Trump campaign, does the former president, if elected, plan on enforcing this law? And they have not answered it directly. They've simply said, we want to leave abortion to the states. But that isn't an answer. So this is a question that is going to be hanging in the air as we approach November.
Very good. Speaking of hanging in the air, we will wait and see what happens with respect to this potential new vote on a security package in the House as well.
Right.
Of course, there's the never-ending drama of getting the House to agree on anything, basically, isn't there at the moment?
Very much, yes. And also the question of to what degree House Republicans, including Speaker Mike Johnson, how much they are trying to walk a line of taking their cues or not taking their cues, again, from former President Trump. Besides that, there's always the question of which foreign countries do House members want to aid and why? Because, of course, Israel is not the only country whose aid is in question. It is also Ukraine. And that is another big debate.
Thank you, as always. Danielle Kurtzleben is political correspondent assigned to NPR's Washington desk.